If you need a live-in carer, there may be a new way of getting that assistance. Let me speak to Dr. Jamie Wilson, who's, well, very much into tech, but also a psychiatrist. Dr. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, a new method of getting a live-in carer, is this what we're talking about?
Absolutely. So being able to search online to look for a live-in carer anywhere within the UK, that's what we provide. And that's a sort of new service that hasn't really existed before. And the particular thing that's important to sort of note is that if you're choosing care for a relative, if you're looking for a living care or any sort of other form of care, you absolutely want to be doing your due diligence. You want to be able to see who you're getting, if you like. And our service enables you to do that. You can really dig deep into these profiles of these carers, look very over their history, reviews from clients, all their experience, and that's something that we've launched in the last couple of years, and is helping people to find living care throughout the UK. Living care, as you know, is an alternative to residential care or a care home.
It is a big step to take someone you don't know in under your roof permanently.
It is, and I completely accept that, and I think it's not something you would do without a lot of thought. I think that the point I would make is that it's an alternative to residential care, and really the research that we've published today really highlights the concerns that the UK public have around residential care. I mean, over a third of people would not consider putting their relative into a care home because of all the negative publicity. They're very concerned about the quality and of what's going on in care homes. And so, in instances where someone needs 24-hour care around the clock, a living carer is an alternative. And that's something that, if you're given the choice between going into a care home or staying in your own home and having a living carer, many people are now opting for the living carer option.
So HomeTouch, that's the company that you're associated with, that you're the CEO of. Is it in some way like a recruitment agency for the caring profession?
It's not. I wouldn't say it's a recruitment agency. What we obviously do is spend an enormous amount of time vetting and finding the right people and then giving them a means of what I would say is almost a bit like LinkedIn for professional carers. So if you're a carer at the moment, you're paid minimum wage, you don't have any sort of professional standing, and it's very difficult to build your reputation. So what we've done is we've enabled them to build their credibility on our sort of website. Over time, their credibility improves. Now, we're not just a recruitment agency. What we're doing is we're taking people through the process of how to find care for their loved one, and we're discussing with them and helping them really understand all the complexities and helping them make the right decision. It may be that we're not the right solution for that particular family.
But I presume you take a percentage of what they're paid.
We do, absolutely, but we're also providing ongoing service. So we have obviously medical and nursing support in the office. We're helping with all the billing and contracts and tracking of what's going on in terms of the care delivery. We're providing backup and support for when the carer takes holiday and all these kind of things. So it's not just simply a sort of a recruitment agency, as you put it.
How much demand is there for live-in carers actually here in Northern Ireland?
Well, certainly we've received a lot of inquiries in Northern Ireland, and I think it's the evidence is that it's as much as in any other part of the UK. I think it's a nationwide problem. It's a global problem, and everyone faces this at some point in their lives, and I think it's a universal problem.
And do you have to pay for it out of your own resources, or will some people manage to get it as a welfare allowance?
Welfare allowance, possibly. Local authorities will often provide what are called direct payments that can be used to fund home care. And that may be either sort of the full amount or a partial subsidisation. the current rules are if you do have savings of more than £23,000 in total outside of, you know, your house or any other assets, then you have to pay for care yourself.
Okay, Dr. Jamie Wilson, Home Touch, if people want to look it up and find out more, the ever-developing digital age. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Dr. Jamie Wilson, founder, CEO of Home Touch, just reminds us of where we're all going in the future. Will there be, I suppose, a common experience somewhere down the line of having a live-in carer? I have to admit, I don't know anyone who has a live-in carer. I know many elderly people who are in residential homes. How common is it, and how well does it work for you here in Northern Ireland generally? The idea of having someone who's not linked to your family, someone who you've never known before, living with you as your live-in carer. If you have a story to tell us about the experiences, the pluses or the negatives, you know the number.